Chapter 6. Overcoming. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. Homeschooling allowed us to pick my next school much in the same way we'd picked Trinity all those years before, and it didn't take long for my family to start looking around for another school where I could play quarterback. Dad visited several select schools and spoke with their coaches. Some coaches weren't interested in taking a homeschool player, and some coaches and schools didn't seem as though they would be a good fit. Dad was talking to people about the types of offense that schools were running, the character of their coaches, and other pertinent matters. To him, the goal was trying to match my passion for playing football with a situation that would more fully develop my abilities. He likened it to when my sister Christy showed a passion and aptitude for playing the piano. For quite some time, they saved money and eventually bought a piano for her so she could practice, learn, and more fully develop her God-given abilities. The way my dad and mom looked at it, finding the right situation at the right school was a matter of being a good steward of my talents. They felt like it was always our responsibility to identify and fully develop the abilities, talents, and gifts God created within us. That, and the fact that I couldn't stand playing linebacker anymore. Dad looked at schools in Jacksonville and even considered schools in South Georgia and Ocala, Florida, trying to find the right setting for me to play. Dad called Kerwin Bell, the former University of Florida quarterback and current head coach at Jacksonville University, who ran the BMW camp that I had attended and who at the same time was a very successful head football coach at Trinity Catholic High School in Ocala. Coach Bell told us that he was very interested in having me come to play for him at Trinity Catholic. My parents were considering and exploring the significant challenges involved in my playing at a school that was a couple of hours from our home when Dad also asked another good friend who he would recommend I play for. He was clear and direct in his response. "Craig Howard," he said, "who has just been hired for the Nice High School head football coaching position, runs a wide-open, creative offense." When we met with Coach Howard, we knew in 3 minutes that he was the right coach. Because Nice was a public school, Dad started checking into the Florida statutes as well as the Florida High School Athletic Association, FHSAA, rules, and the rules of participation governing play in St. John's County. Under Florida's homeschooling law, homeschoolers can play at the public school within their district. However, as it turned out at that time, if you lived in St. John's County, you could participate in sports at any one of the four high schools in the county, regardless of the particular district the school was located within. It also happened that my dad's sister, Sharon, was just finishing some work on an apartment in St. John's County that was meant to be for their parents' use in the future. Apparently, the future was now, and she made it available for us to use so that we lived in the same county in which Nice was located, even though we weren't in its district. My mom spoke to her good friend, Brenda Dickinson, whose deceased husband had authored Florida's homeschool law in 1985. In 1996, Mrs. Dickinson, now a Florida homeschool lobbyist, wrote the legislation that allows homeschoolers to participate in extracurricular activities. She carefully went over every necessary requirement with my mom. Dad spoke to the head of the FHSAA and four different lawyers to make sure that our understanding of the law and governing rules was correct, and that we were doing everything in an above-board, upstanding, and legal manner. We were assured that we were. Dad knew that if I enjoyed any success, some might move to challenge my eligibility. Sure enough, challenges came from two quarters, one expected and one that was not. The one we expected might be forthcoming was from one of the other three high schools located within St. John's County. The other one that had some people making some noise, though it never grew to a formal challenge of my eligibility, came from Jacksonville Trinity Christian Academy, the school we had just left. That was hurtful. We had wanted to stay. We helped my dad's sister complete the work on the apartment, and then Mom and I moved there to live in order to make me eligible to play. By then, all my siblings were off at college or married, and Dad was traveling a good deal, so this worked out well for Mom and me to live in St. John's County. On the weekends, we headed back to Jacksonville to visit with Dad, but during the week, we did all our homeschooling in the apartment in St. John's County. Convenient as it was still quite a change and transition for us. I missed life on the farm and regularly being around our dog, Otis. Dad was traveling to both the Philippines and within the States a great deal, so while we missed him, that wouldn't have changed even if we were home. Plus, I was staying so busy each day. Schoolwork, workout, practice, workout, schoolwork, bed, that it was probably tougher on Mom than on me. Once I started taking recruiting trips, however, even many of those weekend trips home ended. In this transition, I could see both my parents playing different yet vital roles for me, roles that have always been crucial to my success, whether in school or on the field. My father is fiercely loyal and helped us to pursue our passions. My mom, meanwhile, is more nurturing and a peacemaker. She always told us to never let the sun go down on our anger, but rather that we should address our issues before bed, if not earlier. And then there was the team itself. I started at quarterback my sophomore year, and I was surprised by how much strength training and overall improvement we needed to make as a team. That first year, we played in 6 homecoming games. Every one of our away games was for some other school's homecoming. One of the games was for ours, but we were everyone else's homecoming opponent, not ordinarily a sign of respect for a school's football prowess. It didn't seem to bother my teammates as much as I thought it should have. After all, they had only won 2 games the year before, and they seemed a little too willing to accept this as normal. We quickly improved, however, at least on offense. We had one of the best offenses in the state, but we had an undersized defense. We lost a number of high-scoring games, scoring 45 points in a loss to St. Augustine and losing in triple overtime to Palatka, the number one team in the state. That Palatka game, a much bigger and faster opponent, and that year as a whole were both important from the standpoint of building confidence. We realized we could play with anyone. They had no idea what they were in store for. After all, I was the nutty kid who would watch football whenever I could. I certainly didn't intend to be a part of a team where being every other school's homecoming opponent was accepted. I worked as hard as I ever did and did my best, through my words and my example, to challenge my teammates to reach for something much more for themselves and the team. I even pushed one of my receivers when he mocked my use of the word lackadaisical, directed at the receivers, I might add, as a pretty big word for a homeschooler. I didn't mind jokes about going to school in my pajamas, but I didn't want anyone to say I was soft. I probably shouldn't have pushed him, but I could see a change that day in how he viewed me. He wanted to pigeonhole me as this soft homebody. He realized soon enough that I wasn't. Before long, though, we were all on the same page.